Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Abhineet Shukla with the World News. The headlines. US President Donald Trump announces a new board of peace to lead the second phase of his 20-point peace plan to end Gaza conflict. A Ukrainian delegation reaches United States for talks on a US-led diplomatic effort to end the nearly four-year war. Bangladesh witnesses surge in violence against women, girls, and religious minorities ahead of February general elections, says Human Rights Watch Group. And in men's cricket, hosts India to clash with New Zealand in decisive third and final ODI match of the series in Indore tomorrow. US President Donald Trump has announced members of a new board of peace to lead the second phase of his 20-point peace plan aimed at ending the Gaza conflict. The board aims to oversee efforts on governance, regional cooperation, reconstruction, investment, funding, and long-term stability in Gaza. Key members include U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, former U.K. Prime Minister Tony Blair, Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff, World Bank President Ajay Banga, Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, Apollo Global Management CEO Mark Rowan, and U.S. Deputy National Security Advisor Robert Gabriel. We have a report.
Trump will serve as chairman of the Board of Peace, while senior advisors Ariel Lightston and Josh Grunbaum will manage daily strategy and operations. The Gaza Executive Board will include Blair, Kushner, Witkoff, Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan, Qatari diplomat Ali Al-Tawari, and others. The announcement follows shortly after the launch of the second phase of the U.S. brokered peace plan. Many human rights experts have said that Trump overseeing a board to supervise a foreign territory's governance resembled a colonial structure. Israel and Hamas have accused each other of ceasefire violations in Gaza, where more than 450 Palestinians and three Israeli soldiers have been reported killed during the truce. Israel's assault on Gaza since October 2023 has killed tens of thousands and displaced Gaza's entire population. Israel has said it took action in self-defense after Hamas-led militants killed 1,200 people and took over 250 hostage in a late 2023 attack.
Naresh Margo for World News.
A Ukrainian delegation arrived in the United States for talks on a US-led diplomatic effort to end the nearly four-year war, even as Russian attacks again took aim at Ukraine's power grid, cutting electricity and heating in freezing temperatures. President Volodymyr Zelensky said yesterday the delegation would discuss peace proposals, including post-war security guarantees and economic recovery, with U.S. officials. If approved, the proposals could be signed next week at the World Economic Forum in Davos, though Russia must still be consulted. Meanwhile, Russia struck energy infrastructure in the Kyiv and Odessa regions, leaving over 20 settlements without power. Ukraine says Moscow has intensified winter attacks on energy targets, prompting emergency measures to protect heating and electricity supplies for critical infrastructure. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei today blamed President Donald Trump for weeks of demonstrations that rights groups had said have led to more than 3,000 deaths. According to Iranian state media, Khamenei said they consider the U.S. president criminal for the casualties and damages he inflicted on Iran. The protests erupted on December the 28th over economic hardship and swelled into widespread demonstrations calling for the end of clerical rule in the Islamic Republic. Trump has repeatedly threatened to intervene, including by threatening very strong action if Iran executed protesters. But in a social media post yesterday, he thanked Tehran's leaders, saying they had called off mass hangings. Khamenei said they will not drag the country into war, but they will not let domestic or international criminals go unpunished. He accused the U.S. and Israel of organizing the violence. The U.S.-based human rights activists news agency said it had verified 3,090 deaths, including 2,885 protesters and over 22,000 arrests. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to impose trade tariffs on countries that oppose the United States' plan to acquire Greenland. Talking to reporters outside the White House, President Trump said Greenland is important to protect U.S. from Russia and China's growing presence in the Arctic.
We need Greenland for national security very badly. If we don't have it, we have a big hole in national security, especially when it comes to what we're doing in terms of the Golden Dome and all of the other things. We have a lot of investments in military. We have got the strongest military in the world, and it's only getting stronger. And you saw that with Venezuela. You saw that with the attack on Iran, with the knocking out their nuclear capability.
However, Denmark and Greenland have rejected the U.S. president's demand to sell their semi-autonomous territory, and several NATO allies have supported Denmark by strengthening security in the region. Meanwhile, Russia has said that it has no intention of acquiring Greenland and criticized Western countries over the issue. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Bangladesh is witnessing a surge in violence against women, girls and religious minorities ahead of the February 12th general elections. Human Rights Watch Group, that is HRW, in a report said it exposes serious failures by the interim government in protecting fundamental human rights. HRW has urged the government to implement long-standing recommendations, including increasing women's parliamentary representation, complying with international human rights treaties, and upholding constitutional protections for minorities. Meanwhile, in Bangladesh, a Hindu hotelier was allegedly beaten to death following a dispute over a trivial issue in Ghazipur today. Police arrested three people in connection with the incident, and a case is to be filed in this connection. The abuse of blasphemy laws in Pakistan and the politicization of Islamophobia in Western democracies reflect a shared strategy designed to silence criticism, safeguard extremist ideologies, and deflect accountability, according to a report. It added that both mechanisms undermine public understanding of religion and fuel social polarization, while the actual perpetrators of violence weaponize faith to pursue their agendas. The report published in Pakistan Christian Post said, radical extremist groups have increasingly found ways to exploit both legal frameworks and social narratives to protect violent ideologies and evade scrutiny. The report stressed that blasphemy allegations in Pakistan disproportionately affect religious minorities. It added that in Western countries, the term Islamophobia is sometimes politicized to shield extremist actors from criticism and accountability. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni has secured a seventh term in office after winning 71.65% of the vote in the latest presidential election. According to official results released today, Museveni defeated opposition leader Bobby Wine, a musician-turned-politician whose real name is Kyagulanyi Ssentamu, who garnered 24.72% of the vote. The announcement extends Museveni's decades-long grip on power in the East African nation. Bobby Wine has alleged that the electoral processes was neither free nor fair. In men's cricket, hosts India will clash with New Zealand in the decisive third and final ODI match of the series at Holkar Stadium in Indore tomorrow. The match is scheduled to begin at 1:30 p.m. The current ODI series is tied 1-1 with India winning the first match and New Zealand the second. New Zealand have toured India for bilateral ODIs since 1989 but have never won a series in India. In the ICC Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup, India defeated Bangladesh by 18 runs under the DLS method in a rain-hit Group A match at Bulawayo in Zimbabwe tonight. Put into bat first, India were bowled out for 238 runs in 48.4 overs in a match initially reduced to 49 overs due to rain. Bangladesh were later given a revised target of 165 runs in 29 overs. Chasing the target, Bangladesh were bundled out for 146 in 28.3 overs. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. U.S. President Donald Trump announces a new board of peace to lead the second phase of his 20-point peace plan to end Gaza conflict. A Ukrainian delegation reaches United States for talks on a U.S.-led diplomatic effort to end the nearly four-year war. Bangladesh witnesses surge in violence against women, girls and religious minorities ahead of February general elections, says Human Rights Watch Group. And in men's cricket, hosts India to clash with New Zealand in decisive third and final ODI match of the series in Indore tomorrow. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.